Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was buried in the tomb. Jesus has been raised from the dead. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. Acts 13:28-31. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead was not simply a tale that was told, but rather the resurrection was established upon eyewitness testimony. Those men who went forth preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ had actually seen him. They had spoken with him, touched him, and eaten with him. God has delivered an eyewitness account of the truth of the resurrection. Christ has been raised, and his resurrection is preached because God has delivered him for our offenses and has raised him for our justification. Romans 4:25. Our salvation from sin and transgression is established upon the resurrection of Jesus. We are baptized for the remission of our sins, so that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. Baptism is that beautiful action that likens our resurrection with his own glorious resurrection. As he came forth triumphant from the grave, so we arise triumphant over sin. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Romans 6:5-6. The glorious news of the gospel is that Christ died, Christ was buried, Christ has been raised. That truth is irrefutable because of the eyewitness testimony of those who saw him and were with him. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.